This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
We're joined now by a roller derby player who goes by Chronic Jack Payne in their team to discuss trans-friendly policies in sporting leagues. Jack, how long have you been doing roller derby for?
I started skating in 2013.
And were you out as a trans person at that point?
No, I was not. I didn't even know. I was pretty clueless.
How have you found the community to be since coming out?
Way better than any other sports community I've ever been a part of. I played netball my entire life and I stopped playing netball. That had a lot to do with the homophobia and I didn't feel very welcome. So I stopped playing sport altogether for about, which was the most depressed I've ever been in my life. But the roller derby community it's really queer, like full of queer people. Then over the last 5 years, I've kind of had the journey of going from identifying as a lesbian to, you know, questioning my own gender and allowing myself to feel a lot of the feelings that I'd definitely kind of kept under lock and key for my whole life. I felt super, super welcome in the roller derby community initially, just identifying as queer. Since like coming out as non-binary and as a trans person, I definitely still feel quite welcome in derby. I think a lot of the time though, as with pretty much every other community that I've ever been a part of or witnessed and things, there's, you've got to walk the walk rather than just talking the talk. And in roller derby, I find that everybody is very, very keen to talk the talk. Fewer people are willing to really dig their necks out for trans people unless they are trans themselves.
And are there many trans people in the derby community?
Yeah, there's quite a few and it's growing. Just watching the recent international championships, watching games where there's like three trans women on the track at the same time from different teams is really cool.
Yeah, that's almost unheard of.
It is. It's absolutely unheard of in any other sport, you know? So it's really, really amazing and really affirming to watch like the absolute top competition. The top three teams in the world all have trans skaters on them. And just hearing the commentators announcing and using they, them pronouns, the people that use gender neutral pronouns as well, is difficult to watch. They've had a really big push in that international competition to really gender people correctly. Because, you know, roller derby is a women's sport. I think it is really important to keep it centered as a women's sport. There's such a lack of women's sports, especially contact ones. The policy, WFTDA gender policy, is, to my knowledge, far and away the most progressive gender policy of any major sporting code. In 2015, it was updated to say that any skater who identifies most closely with the WFTDA code can skate, no questions asked. So, and it explicitly includes non-binary, I think the words that they use are gender expansive skaters.
So we've seen recently that other women's sport organisations don't have the same sort of policies around trans people. How do you feel as a trans person in sport seeing people like Hannah Mountsey becoming so publicised and politicised?
I feel absolutely horrified at the treatment that Hannah Mountsey's experienced. I have to say also, every time I read an article about her, I just want to be like, come play roller derby! Like, please, we love you! And she's from Canberra. The Canberra team is full of like 6'2" Amazons anyway, like cis women that are just huge. So she'll fit right in. There'll be no weird questions about her height, even though there are plenty of cis women, especially athletes, over that height. I mean, she's the same height as my younger sister who plays elite netball, and she's cis, and nobody blinks because everybody in elite sport has exceptional bodies. That's the nature of elite sport. It's just transphobia to be picking and choosing what kind of difference is allowed in the bodies of elite sports people. But I think that there's just a lot of fear of what's different and fear of the unknown. I love the AFLW and it was really, really disappointing that they wouldn't let Hannah Mountsey play.
Circling back to your life as a sports person, do you find yourself having to explain yourself very much, or is there decent education around gender and transness?
Yes, I definitely do a lot of educating. I think every trans person in derby probably does quite a bit of educating as well, especially non-binary people. You know, people within the queer community and adjacent to the queer community, which is, you know, pretty much the entire roller derby community knows about sort of binary trans people, and they, even if they're not completely on board, they at least know that it's probably a pretty bad look to not be accepting. But non-binary people, I think it's just genuinely really confusing for a lot of people. And then from that confusion or that kind of lack of awareness comes insensitivity. But it just, it does suck a bit that it's up to us to educate people about how we deserve to be treated and how we just sort of what we are, I guess.
What would you like the league's role to be in education? Do you think that they need to be doing some of that themselves, or are you more happy to do it yourself because you know you'll at least do it right?
A little bit of both. So my league is a mixed league, and so... And there are people at my league who absolutely will push really, really hard and will deliberately go out of their way to educate other people because they know that I shouldn't have to. Me and another member of the league who's also trans rewrote the gender policy about 2 years ago to be more explicitly supportive. So part of our league charter now says... you know, we're committed to gender diversity. We are committed to supporting our members of any gender. My league vice president, she's added an extra column in the information. Like, she's added an extra column, which is just everybody's pronouns. And there's been a bit more of a push to make sure that the announcers of the bout are aware of people's pronouns and things.
How likely do you think it is that that kind of inclusivity will spread to other sports leagues?
I guess it depends on the sport. Hey, unfortunately, it's invariably trans people that actually have to kick off that kind of process, because I think most cis people are pretty content to just kind of like leave it unless a trans person is either brave enough or fed up enough to stand up and say, hey, I don't feel like I'm being treated with respect. There's a lot bigger barriers in other sports other than roller derby, I think. You know, sports that have been established for a lot longer. Roller derby is really the only sport that I'm aware of that has such a huge queer base. One of the leagues in Melbourne, who are actually, they've just, their A team's just come back from winning the international championships. I recently read that over 80% of their membership identify as queer. I think there's a lot less of a barrier towards not just tolerance, but like genuine acceptance and embracing of the trans community. There's a lot less of those barriers in roller derby than there are in a lot of other sports. I played netball my entire life for, you know, like 12, 13 years. And I can see much, much bigger barriers to trans inclusion in those kinds of spaces than in any roller derby league. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
If there was an option available to you to play on an all-trans league and you had enough players to make that a reality, would you want to do that, or would you rather keep working on inclusivity in regular leagues?
It's funny you should ask that. I'm actually involved in a group of people. It just started out as a Facebook group for trans and gender diverse skaters in Australia. And we now are in the process of seeing if we can organise an all trans and gender diverse team to play in a tournament next year. The group, I think, is just trans and gender diverse roller derby in Australia, but I think it's a secret group. If any derby skaters are interested in joining that, they should join the public group, which is called Mixed and Co-ed Roller Derby Australia. And then there's posts in that group for people asking if anybody would be interested in playing in an all trans or gender diverse team.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.